Yum. We are talking about frozen custard here on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is our state's signature dessert. It's thick, it's smooth, creamy. It is so not ice cream, as discerning Wisconsinites will point out. Custard lovers, let's hear from you. Where do you get your custard fix? Who makes the best batch, in your humble opinion? Do you remember a local custard stand from your childhood? Is it still around? Join in at 800-642-1234. Kathy McCann is a Milwaukee-based writer and editor. She co-authored the book Milwaukee Frozen Custard. Kathy, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Hi, thanks. Good morning.
So clear the air for us. Can you explain the difference between custard and ice cream?
Well, sure. I mean, if you think of it this way, all custard is ice cream, but not all ice cream is custard. So custard has all the same ingredients that ice cream does, but it also has egg yolks, or what they call egg yolk solids. And then to be officially custard, you have to have a certain percentage of that in your product.
So what does that egg do in the consistency and in what you're eating in that custard?
Well, it definitely makes it, gives it that smooth and creamy feel, like mouth feel, that everyone kind of, you know that frozen custard is better. I think it's just really hard to put your finger on exactly why, but that is really why. And then there's a couple of other things about frozen custard that make it more creamy, but the eggs are definitely a key ingredient. And then another important thing for custard is the amount of air that's blown into it. They call it overrun. And there's less air usually in custard than in ice cream. And then also an important aspect of making custard is the machine that blows that air into it. It's a continuous flow machine. It's those machines where, the mix goes in one end and it comes out frozen. It spins around, comes out frozen, the front end, and kind of, I think we've all seen that in a custard stand. It kind of comes out, kind of extrudes out the front, and then it falls into what they call a dipping cabinet, and then that's what's scooped out.
Yeah, and are those machines pretty custom, and is the mix that you put into them pretty standard?
Well, it's interesting because the machines, Stolting, which is a company in Keel, Wisconsin, so there's a lot of Wisconsin connections to custard. So Keel would be one because they make those machines today.
Mm-hmm.
Historically, Leon's made custard machines and sold them in and around Milwaukee. And as you know, Leon's is a famous custard stand here. And then also, the machines, you can get those. The downside of those machines is that they cost anywhere from about $80,000.
Oh, wow.
So some custard stands do use a different machine, which, it's not the official custard machine, but it's still really good. So it'd be something similar to a machine where you get like a twist cone out of. So if they pull a little handle and get the custard out, that's not, your official custard machine. But it's still really tasty. Excuse me.
Yeah, and there's
and then
some...
as far as the mix...
Yeah, go ahead with the mix.
The mix is really interesting because all custard stands get their mix from essentially one company in Wisconsin, and then there's another one in northern Illinois. And so it has, Wisconsin milk in it. It comes in these giant bags, which isn't super appetizing to think about. And they come in a flavor called neutral, and then I think some come in chocolate. And they're all essentially the same, although the recipes are slightly tweaked. Some custard stands have their own recipe that others can't use. But and then at the actual stand is where they add the ingredients like the vanilla. And then, of course, if you're having flavoring and you're adding what they call inclusions for like a flavor of the day. So essentially all, even though people say all the custard stands, the custard tastes different, it does, but it really is not that big of a difference because they're all essentially using the same mix.
We're talking frozen custard with Kathy McCann, who co-wrote the book Milwaukee Frozen Custard. What is your favorite flavor of custard? Do you find that The same flavor tastes different depending on where you go. And what would you like to know about the history of custard in Wisconsin, specifically Milwaukee? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Let's go to Guy now, joining us from La Crosse. Hi, Guy.
Good morning. I have a couple of comments about custard. First of all, I grew up in the Madison area and moved to Milwaukee after college. And I had never, you know, really heard of custard, which sounds like I lived in a different state or something. But I really liked going to Robert's Custard or Kit's Frozen Custard. My wife and I lived on the north side of Milwaukee. And what I notice about the custard places is it's such a draw that it bridged the kind of racial divisions in the city, where it was almost like the African watering hole where all the animals come. And I thought that was, you know, really, you know, cool aspect of it. It was everyone in that vicinity, that sort of sector of the metro area, they were going to those custard places, people of all different backgrounds.
Yeah, so Guy is saying it formed community around custard. Kathy?
Well, I absolutely agree. It is something that kind of brings people together no matter what. I mean, I know what you're talking about with Kitts and Roberts, which used to actually be a Cops on Appleton Avenue. And it's definitely a slice of life coming in and out. You know, we're going up to the window. It's funny, it's kind of, I mean, in a more of lighthearted way, it kind of also separates people because they feel very strongly about their favorite stand, and they'll, you know, defend it really vigorously. But I think most people like me, like I have a few favorite stands, but, you know, I'll go and check out the others, you know, anytime.
So you have a few favorite stands. Would you divulge what they are?
Well, when you write a book about custard, probably not a good idea. But I mean, there are definitely ones that are, more well known, especially in Milwaukee. In Madison, there is a small chain called Michael's. So people in Madison, don't fear. There are some really great custard stands in Madison. But it's incredible how much people love their favorite custard stand. You know, they'll talk about how great it is, and I would say in the book we talk about four particular custard stands that are really important to the history of custard. And I think in the book we might call it like the Big Four or something like that. But definitely Leon's, because the founder of Leon's sold machines, and he actually built machines and built parts for him. And he sold machines to people and then got a lot of people into the custard business. So, you know, if you name anybody in the custard business, Leon Schneider, who was the founder, probably got them, into the business. So there was a guy who started Alv, Town Pride, and, of course, Elsa Cupp, he convinced to start her own stand. So he's really influential. And then Cupp's probably best known because of the great quality that they adhere to. I mean, everything, when you go into Cupp's, you know you're someplace special. And Carl Cupp is an incredible business person, having a couple of different, you know, restaurants and businesses over the years. But the Cupp's stand that he has, when you go in, you know, the dark white outfits, the cleanliness, the, you know, everything.
Oh, it's the whole experience.
Yeah, it is an experience. And then Gilly's on Blue Mound Road in Milwaukee, being the oldest custard stand that's still operating. And then I would say Culver's is the other most influential, because Craig Culver, you know, started that with his wife and his parents. And, you know, they must have now 600 stands across the country. So your caller that earlier said I had never heard of frozen custard, you know, that's the case for most of the world.
And you would assume that custard was invented here, but it turns out that's not the case.
That's true. It came here, but we are definitely the custard capital. So it started on the East Coast and came here later, but we've kind of held on to that tradition and perfected it. There were tons of stands, of course, in the 40s and 50s. I mean, if you open the phone books when we were doing our research, there were so many custard stands. You know, some would open, some would close, but it was amazing. And so there was really a sense of camaraderie when those were opening, and Leon's helped a lot of them open. Because I think they all felt that, first of all, there was enough demand in business. There was the competition, you know, you didn't really have to worry about competition because it seemed like people had an insatiable appetite for custard at that time. That was kind of the when teeny boppers and drive-ins were coming into their own, if you will.
Mm.
And so it was sort of a interesting time for that perfect storm of, you know, custard stands. And yeah, so in the 40s and 50s, there were so many that it seemed like you couldn't, you know, swing a cat without hitting a custard stand.
How is the scene now today? What does the current custard scene look like in Milwaukee?
Well, in our book covers all of Wisconsin, and it talks about the history, the mix, the machines, you know, every aspect really that you might want to know about custard. But in the back, there also is a list of current custard stands, and there's about 50 in there.
Hmm.
I'm sure we missed a few here and there. I know one or two have already closed since we published the book, but then hopefully others will open too. I mean, it is still something that people do open new custard stands.
We're getting our frozen custard brain freeze on with Kathy McCann as our guide. She co-authored Milwaukee Frozen Custard. You can join in with your favorite frozen custard flavors, where you find them. We're at 800-642-1234. Where do you go to get your custard fix? Who makes the best batch? Do you remember a local custard stand from your childhood? And is it still open today? Call in. You can also tweet us your sweet insights at WPR Mornings. We'll be back for more in a minute here on the Ideas Network. We are savoring Wisconsin's pride and joy. It's frozen custard time on Wisconsin Weekend. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. With our abundance of milk and cream and our statewide fondness for everything dairy, we can absolutely understand how Milwaukee became the unofficial custard capital of the world. And in other custard news, on Monday, Culver's, headquartered in Prairie du Sac, is launching 4 new flavors of the day. 4. And our friendly food and drink reporter over at USA Today Network Wisconsin, Dan Higgins, he tried the new flavors. We got scooped. And he reported that Culver's new caramel cheesecake flavor features cheesecake chunks made specifically for Culver's by Eli's Cheesecake Company. And thanks for your help on that, Chicago. So there's still time for you to give a shout out to your favorite custard and your memories growing up with frozen custard. 800-642-1234. Kathy McCann stays with us, and she co-authored the book Milwaukee Frozen Custard. Let's go to Tom now, joining us from Burlington. Hi, Tom.
You guys are making me really hungry this morning.
Yep.
We have a custard stand here. It's called Adrian's, and the custard is really creamy and smooth and cool and sweet, and the cone is crunchy. You need a little crunch when you eat something. Everything you eat, you need something that crunches in your mouth to make you feel like you're, that sound that goes in your ears is part of the process. And then we have, you can go there and go across to Echo Park and eat your ice cream there, or we have a baseball field at Beaumont here. And our team is going up there to Appleton on Monday to play for the state championship, the Demons. And they have a wonderful hot dog over there that's $2, and it's delicious, full meat. So you can have your ice cream and your hot dog right there near Adrian's in Burlington, Wisconsin.
Well, Tom, you're giving us the full experience. Has Adrian's been around for a long time, do you know?
Yes, it has. It's been long, 30 or 40 years, and the owner has one here in the summertime, and he goes down to Florida in the wintertime. And the funny story about, you were talking about the Crusher, his neighbors, I met the Crusher's neighbors, and they get this ice cream, and they go to the park. And that's where I met the Crusher's neighbors. They're talking about this Crusher. They got a thing going on over there with a statue.
You're connecting all the dots for us, Tom. Thank you so much. Kathy, what do you hear there?
Well, Tom has a full Wisconsin experience, isn't he? We can work frozen custard and the Crusher into one vignette, and it's pretty awesome. I agree with his assessment. You know, when you talk about frozen custard, you can be hungry for that any time of day. To me, that seems like a good breakfast food. You could have it on top of a waffle, whatever. You can have it late night, a shake or something. You know, there's really no limit to custard. But we actually do cover Adrian's in our book, in the Milwaukee Frozen Custard book. It's actually the first one in the listing of current custard stands, just because it starts with A. But and we did go there, and it's a great custard stand. I totally agree with him. And it was funny because he also called it ice cream, you know, which growing up, that's what we always called it too. We didn't say, we're going to go out for some frozen custard and then head out to Cop. You know, we just said, we're going out for ice cream.
Cal from Sugar Camp wants to know if the Pig and Whistle is still around.
Unfortunately, the Pig and Whistle is in our section of the book called, the now defunct custard stands. But that was a very famous one in Milwaukee. I think it is actually in Shorewood. But it was around for a long time, but it's no longer with us.
What about the cone? Tom was telling us that you have to have a crunchy cone. Do people like their custard in cones, or do you normally go for a dish?
Well, when talking to the custard stand owners for the book, first of all, the most, you know, people will ask, well, what's the most popular flavor? Well, the most popular flavor is vanilla because it's the basis for all of the sundaes. Mm. So I think, you know, if you were to ask anybody, I think sundaes would probably be more popular than cones even. I'm a cone fan myself. And what's great is that some places, like here in Milwaukee, there's a chain that makes their own cones right on site. So they have a bunch of waffle irons. You can see them behind the counter, called Oscars. And they, you know, roll up the waffle cones and they make them right there. And they are delicious.
Mm, sounds wonderful. Let's go to Pat now, joining us from Milwaukee. Good morning, Pat.
Hi. I have a favorite flavor at Cops called chocolate truffle, and they don't have it every month. Like, a lot of times the flavors repeat a couple times a month, or for sure every month. But that one they have sporadically, and it's a really lightly flavored chocolate with thin chocolate flakes. And I don't know if you've ever heard about it.
Hmm. Yeah, what do we know there? Anything, Kathy?
Well, I think about chocolate truffle in particular. Cops is, it's funny because Cops did, Elsa Kopp, the founder of Cops, was the first person to really kind of float the idea of a flavor of the day. Although when they started it in the, let's say, 70s, might have been the late 60s, it was more of it wasn't so much a flavor of the day. It was like a featured flavor, and they'd have one flavor during the weekdays and then another flavor on the weekend. And then that sort of morphed into more frequent. And now when you go to Cops, I believe they have two or three flavors every day. So they really don't repeat that much in any given month. I mean, they may if it's a really popular flavor. Custard stands have gotten really inventive with their flavors and kind of matching them also to holidays or special events. Or Gillies here in Milwaukee has one over St. Patrick's Day that's really popular that infuses Jameson whiskey in it. During the Harley Davidson Fest, there's a couple of stands named theirs after motorcycles. they are a really fun way to go out and explore custard. I myself always am kind of drawn in by the flavor of the day, and then I usually end up getting chocolate anyway. So,
and Culver's is still inventing new flavors.
Yeah, they're all inventing new flavors. Absolutely. And obviously they probably drop off ones that don't sell as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, Culver's, I don't know how many flavors of the day they have, but it's got to be in the hundreds. And what's interesting about them is because they have a few that are owned by the company, but most of them are franchises. All of the flavors of the day at the different stands are different. So, you know, you might have, like here in Milwaukee, there's multiple Culver's. So, you know, there'll be a mint chocolate chip at one stand and another flavor at another. So you can choose your flavor of the day and go to that one.
Do you think Culver,
there's a lot of options.
Yeah. Do you think Culver's and its diversity of flavors has helped keep custard on the map here in Wisconsin?
Absolutely. I think the flavors do draw people in. What's interesting is when I was talking to Craig Culver, he kind of outlined for me what he kind of defined as a couple of different flavor groups that all of the flavors fall into and what people like. So I don't remember all of them. Maybe there was a handful, but it was like there's the chocolate people, there's the mint people, there's the this is a food science. So, and then there's the fruity people, people who really like fruit. There's the tart people. And really, if you think about all the flavors of the day, no matter how different they are, they do all kind of fit into one of those categories, if you will. But I think that really draws people in to a specific stand on a specific day. But I think a lot of them are like me. They show up for the flavor. They might get it. They might not. And then they end up, you know, with a sundae.
Well, before we left, we have to let you go. Kathy, do you have a favorite flavor? Has it evolved over the decades?
Honestly, mine is chocolate.
All right.
Boring chocolate. But I will say my daughter invented a sundae. So there's a sundae, a classic sundae called a Dusty Road, which has vanilla custard topped with hot fudge and then malt powder sprinkled on it. And she always gets it with the chocolate custard instead of vanilla. And instead of Dusty Road, we call it the Dusky Road.
Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much. I really enjoyed it.
Kathy McCann is a Milwaukee-based writer and editor and co-author of the book Milwaukee Frozen Custard. Wisconsin Life, this is Wisconsin Weekend here on The Morning Show. Special thanks to summer intern Ethan Uslabar for his help with the show today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to the Ideas Network.